sun was moving up there on the rise. It made me wonder where the end of the sky is. I shaped my arm to make the outline of a snake.
That's how Giants of Science, the Grammy-nominated album from the Pop-Ups, begins. The Pop-Ups are Jason Rabinowitz and Jacob Stein, and Jacob is here with us now. Hello, Jacob.
Hey, great to hear from you.
Congratulations on what I think is your third Grammy nomination.
Yeah, it's crazy. Thank you so much.
What an incredible time the two of you have had. And we're reaching you in Brooklyn, right? Are you based there?
Yeah, we're based here.
But you've been traveling quite a bit, I imagine. Are you ever out in the Pittsburgh area? Have you made it out this way?
Well, we just recently played in the Philadelphia area, but we haven't played in Pittsburgh in particular, but we'd love to do that. I think Pittsburgh is a beautiful little town.
Well, I hope you'll have a chance to. You can go to the Pop-Ups website. It's easy to get to get their complete schedule. It's just thepopups.com, and their schedule's there. Now, tell me about this album, Giants of Science. I know by looking at the names of the songs and having heard it that you've got songs about the scientific method and curiosity, sort of along a science theme. What prompted you to do this?
Well, I think that we were looking at the state of the world today, and, you know, we always make these albums by kind of following our nose about what's interesting us. And I think that we felt like we were just at a moment where, you know, talking about empirical truth and science and learning about what's really out there was something to really focus on. And we both are really big fans of science and read up on it all the time and always trying to figure out what's going on in the world around us. So it just seemed like the fun next step.
Well, it's a great album, and I think it's been received very well, not just by the Grammy Awards, but by families in general. Here's a song called How Do We Know? It's one of the ones I especially liked on Giants of Science, the Pop-Ups. I like it so much because of the notion of curiosity and just asking so many questions, testing hypotheses. What was it like writing these songs? Did the themes come to mind immediately, or were the two of you scratching your heads a bit?
Well, actually, I think How Do We Know is one of a good example here of how, as an artist, ideas come from other ideas. We were asked to write the theme song for this podcast called Wow in the World, which is kind of on NPR and Tinkercast, other places. And we started thinking about what is this question of science and what are we curious about? And then as we made the version for the album, we brought in a very good friend, Dr. Amanda Simpson, who is a chemist. And she talked with us, and suddenly we got to just ask her lots of questions that we thought we could never find an answer for. And we had a great time in the studio. So it turns out scientists are funny people.
They are. They have to think differently and keep very open minds, which makes sense to do that. Now, your old hat to the Grammy nomination process, I would imagine. So would this mean your third nomination? Did you find out in a unique way? Were you surprised?
I think that, you know, the first time it happened, it was like being T-boned in a car. Like, you really didn't expect it. This time, we also didn't expect it. I was, but they don't tell you. You have to kind of search on the internet for it yourself. So I have to admit that the morning that the nominations were coming out, I hit a browser and it wasn't up yet, and I refreshed it, and then I forgot for half an hour, and then I said, oh my gosh! So I ran over and I found it, and I just, my jaw dropped to the bottom, and I called Jason immediately. And the funny part is that, you know, by the time I had seen it and started to like send a picture around it to people, it was before my phone had even like gotten the picture in the frame. So it's like half out of focus, the screenshot of it. I was so excited.
Yeah,
it's very rushed.
Well, when you think of all of the best children's album is the category, when you think of all the albums that place themselves in that category that are released in a typical year, to be nominated as one of five is a big deal. It really is. And to have it be your third one is as well. What do you think attracts families to your music so much? I know I'm asking you to humble brag a little bit here, but clearly you found a niche in terms of why people love the way you do things.
I mean, oh, thanks for that. I think that a lot of artists will say this, and everybody does approach it this their own way, but, you know, we really want to make music that we want to listen to, that we make it for us and for our friends. And we don't think of us and our friends as just adults or kids or parents or this or that. We just kind of think of what excites us the most. And I don't know. I think when you listen to this album, for instance, you hear a lot of influences, and none of them, you know, maybe sound like what might be traditionally called kids' music. Although I think that kids' music has really opened up a lot in the last 10, 15 years. And even before that, there's always been a variety of music that kids and families like together. But I think about kids' literature a lot. I think about The Phantom Tollbooth or Maurice Sendak or even Harry Potter. And you realize that there's a lot of sophistication there. And we have really worked to keep that, what kind of sophistication that might work for kids and parents together in our music and in our lyrics.
Yeah, and the layers are encouraged too. There might be some things that parents might relate to more deeply than kids, but on repeated listening, kids might notice different things that they hadn't before. And that really makes albums that can be played again and again without tiring of them, but still finding them familiar and enjoyable at the same time. And you've been able to achieve that with Giants of Science and your other releases. We just have a few moments left to talk. I'm curious, do you have big plans? Will you be going to the LA area for the awards ceremony?
Oh, we're super excited. Jason has an amazing bright red suit, and I have a black velvet suit. We're getting dressed, and we're getting ready to go out there. It's really such an amazing experience, and I'll tell you, there's nothing like that moment when they take out the envelope, the whole world of potential opens up, and you have no idea what comes next.
You guys are going to look like a checkerboard.
Exactly.
Next to each other. I wish you best for your journey, and here's hoping that you have continued success. Are you working on anything new now, or are you mostly touring in support of this album?
We're doing a lot. We just finished the pilot script for a TV show with Amazon Studios. We're waiting to see if that's going to go forward. We're in the process of finishing an audiobook with Audible, actually, and we are touring giant venues with the WoW and the War World Pop-Up Party. So, you know, the train moves forward and you can't sit around.
That's great. Well, look for the pop-ups. You can find them wherever you find quality music and art. And Jacob Stein is who you hear now. Jason Rabinowitz, the other half of the pop-ups. Pleased to have them here as one of the five Grammy Award nominees for Best Children's Album 2019. Jacob, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
And I'll go prepare the lander. I wonder what it's like down there. Successful rocket landing, and the dust is red and dusty.
I wonder if we can breathe the air.
No!
Setting up a Martian town. That sun is upside down.
Those solar panels go over there.
Can't wait to start exploring.
It's all new, there's nothing boring.
And there's no Martians anywhere.
Pop-ups, do you copy? It's probably just covered in cheese.